Well, boys, you have been very, very well behaved so far. Oh, I thank you for it. But we're nearly there. Just a quick wee talk, and then another hymn, and we're almost there. Now, let's talk. We talked a little bit about, well, this is Reformation Sunday, but there's also another thing that's happening on Tuesday. You're all off for half term, but what is it that lots of people celebrate? Oh, yeah, what is it? Yes, Halloween. Let's talk a little bit about Halloween. You can't help but notice that it's coming up on Tuesday. And maybe some of you have already had kind of parties in school, or perhaps with half term along the way, there's things that you'll be going along to. Now, one of the most popular things to do at Halloween, and it happens about all the houses here in Craigie Hill, is what do you do? Do you go out and you say, yeah? Trick or treat. Let's see it up on the screen. Trick or treat. I love it. So what does it mean? You give give us a treat, or we'll do a trick. We'll do something on your house. Do you know actually where it comes from, just as an aside before I get too much further into this? It actually comes from an old medieval, that means many, many, many years ago, more than 500 years ago. It comes from an old tradition of children, like you guys, and poor people actually, paupers, heading about the towns, the houses of the town, going door to door. And they would have sung. Can you imagine boys going to a house and starting to sing? But many, many hundreds of years ago, that's what they did. They went around and they sung for soul cakes, believe it or not. They would go around and they would say a prayer, basically, for the people in the house. And then they would sing, and then they would be rewarded with a small round soul cake. That was the way of the community kind of helping these kids and these paupers. But of course, and that actually still continues in some European countries, but not in these neck of the woods. We've been swallowed up, mums and dads, by American commercialism. It's all about the candy. It's all about the spending lots of money. Well, back to our story. We're going to think about a man in the Bible who was tricked, and then the true treat that's offered by the Lord. And we'll have some advice for parents and you guys about Halloween along the way. So we had our reading by Aaron and indeed Lee from Exodus chapter 7. And there was Moses and Aaron who went to the house of Pharaoh. And all God's children were enslaved at the time in the land of Egypt. We know the story of the children of Egypt, children of Israel down in the land of Egypt. But God wasn't very happy about this. They were enslaved. They got no money. They had little food. And times were very tough. That wouldn't be very nice, would it? God wasn't happy about that. And he sent his servants, Moses and Aaron, to begin a rescue plan, to do something about it. By his hand, he would free the people. And in our reading that we had read out for us by the boys, they'd gone to Pharaoh's house, a palace really, and they wanted to see what Pharaoh would do with it. Would Pharaoh listen to God and let the people go, or would Pharaoh ignore God? And what happens to this king, this Pharaoh, is that they go, and Pharaoh is tricked, and he's happy to be tricked and stay in the dark about God. Let's see how Pharaoh was tricked. God wanted to prove to Pharaoh and all the Egypt that he was the God of his people, and he should be obeyed. So Moses is to say to Aaron, throw down your staff, and when it touches the ground, the staff is going to become a snake. And Pharaoh is to see this and to think, well, these guys have God on the side. I should probably listen to them. But what happens? Oh, Moses tells Aaron, throw down your staff as God commanded, and indeed the staff of Aaron became a slithery snake. But Pharaoh wasn't happy. He didn't listen. He called his magicians, his wise men, his sorcerers, and they tricked Pharaoh with an illusion. You see, they threw down their staves and they became serpents, or they appeared to become serpents. Well, do you know what happened then? The staff that Aaron had thrown down, commanded by Moses, which was a serpent, it slithered about and ate. It gobbled up, yum, 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 all of the staves, all of the snakes of the magicians. God was mightier than the magicians of Egypt. And later, they had to say, not in this little bit that you guys read out, but a little bit later, they had to confess that God was stronger than them. They tried to produce gnats, and they could not. And the magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. But here and there in his house, Pharaoh was tricked. He was tricked, and he believed that God was not anything special. God, well, he could be ignored. He was not all that powerful. And his heart, we're told, was hardened against the Lord. He didn't want anything to do with God or God's servants. That's very sad, isn't it, boys and girls, whenever somebody doesn't want to have anything at all to do with God or his servants. He wouldn't listen to them. He wouldn't see God's display of power in his house. And the Bible tells us that Pharaoh stayed this way, and Egypt continued against the Lord all the way to the bottom of the Red Sea. Boys, I want to tell you, there's much to trick us in these days and age. There's much to trick us away from God. And particularly at Halloween, you'll find there's much to trick us away from God. And you know, it often looks fun and sweet on the surface, but it sometimes can lead against God's instructions to us as people, as part of the Boys Brigade and the congregation. When we start to become more interested, I wonder if some of you is more interested in ghouls and ghosts and demons and witches, these kind of things. Sometimes, though they're only dress up, there's a real evil out there, and that wants to trick us away from following God. The Bible tells us that Satan prowls about waiting to devour. Pharaoh was tricked. He didn't listen to God's servants. I don't want you to be tricked, even this Halloween. Mums and dads, we're not talking against dress up here. You know, if you keep within the Bible's guidelines, if your child dresses up, make sure they're not glorifying evil. You know, there's tons of fun costumes out there, from princesses to Obi-Wans. There's lots that we can be seeking. Halloween does not have to be for your children about glorifying evil and the ugliness of evil. It can be a fun time of fellowship, of all these things for the family. Let his light shine before you and through you at all times and whatever you say and do. And boys, particularly the older boys, Halloween can sometimes be a time whenever lots run about this estate. Lots of noises going off, lots of fireworks happening, lots of chances for older people to be intimidated, and disorder can increase. I want you to ask yourselves at Halloween, is whatever I'm doing glorifying God? Is it giving him all the fame? And if it's not, and if it's all about the tricks and causing trouble, maybe you might want to check your motivation and what you're doing. Does it match up to that which you promised even in church here today? So those are some of the tricks. But what about the treat? What about the treat? Well, though Pharaoh wasn't listening to the Lord, Moses and Aaron were. And God had a great plan to rescue his people. Halloween can be a little bit scary and can focus on evil things and bad things which try to trick us, but we have a great treat. We have a great treat indeed. You see, one day the Lord God's going to swallow up and destroy all evil. And he's powered to do that, you see, because as God rescued his children in the land of of Egypt, so he was preparing a place for where he would come himself and the Lord Jesus, a people. God knew that if we were left on our own devices, if we were left to ourselves, we'd never be safe in a bad world. We'd never be free from sin which tempts us, which is in here. He needed a very special treat of a rescue plan, that he would come himself in person. And who is that person if not the Lord Jesus? He's the one that the Bible tells us is the light that shines in the darkness. And the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus faced the devil, defeated him, and he's stronger than evil, boys. Stronger than death, even stronger than sin. I wonder at this Halloween time, do you know the amazing treat, the amazing gift from God, that trusting in Jesus and his promises, we'll have the victory, not just of evil out there, but also of sin in here. We can be forgiven. We can know that Christ died for us. Boys, there is lots and lots to trick you. And I wonder if you can see that a little bit more clearly this morning. There's much that we must turn away from, and much that we may need to say sorry to God about. But you know the wonderful treat is? God hears us because of Jesus. He's done it all. He has the victory. And that he can take that sin away and give us his goodness, his righteousness, by faith alone in him. Trust in him. Trust in him. Now, boys, we're going to respond. We're going to give to the Lord our tithes and our free will offerings. And as we say, the loose offering will go to the work of the Boys Brigade here. So let's respond to the grace with gratitude.